With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump says the policies proposed by Vice President Harris are troublesome.
She wants to go into government housing. She wants to go into government feeding. She wants to feed people. She wants to feed people governmentally. She wants to go into a Communist Party type system.
The former president was asked about his growing support in Michigan among both Arab American and Jewish American voters.
I want peace. I don't want to see people killed. I want peace. And they know that. And the Jewish people know that. And both sides like it. And they know I can get peace. I'll get it.
Donald Trump was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, retired Admiral James Stardver says that any retaliatory strike by Israel should focus on the country's broader military-industrial complex, not its nuclear program.
If I were advising the Israelis, I would be saying to them, hold that one off to the side until the Iranians are actually closer to producing a deliverable nuclear weapon. They're at least a year away from that.
Admiral Stardver was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A federal judge says the Federal Trade Commission says it can proceed with its landmark antitrust lawsuit against Amazon.
Judge John H. Chun did, however, give the company a small victory by tossing out a few claims made by states involved in the legal fight. The order, which was issued and unsealed recently, is a defeat for Amazon. The online retailer has tried for months to get the case tossed out of court.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Justice Department filed suit against Virginia yesterday over a statewide program aimed at removing voters from its election rolls in the lead-up to the election if DMV records don't indicate the U.S. citizenship. The department said it filed the lawsuit based on a federal law that prohibits purges from rolls within the 90-day period leading up to an election. This is SRN News. Toyota quits woke capitalism. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Japanese auto giant says it will no longer support gay pride parades and LGBT summer camps for kids. Toyota is just the latest major company to abandon the gay agenda as a groundswell of protest from Christians, conservatives, and parents builds across the country. Big firms are also looking at what happened to Bud Light when it decided to partner with a transgender influencer. A boycott of that beer destroyed sales and cost three executives their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians continues in India under increasingly restrictive anti-conversion laws. 18 believers were arrested this month on charges they were spreading the gospel. The vast majority of India is Hindu, and the government has set out to keep it that way. Christians are subject to violent persecution throughout the country, despite a constitution that guarantees some form of religious freedom. More online at srnnews.com. Efforts are underway to save birds in the Windy City.
Volunteers dedicated to rescuing injured birds are hard at work after finding hundreds on the streets of Chicago that have crashed into buildings. Some are hurt, many are killed. Last year, authorities say 1,000 migrating birds died on a single night after flying into the glass exterior of McCormick Place, that on the shore of Lake Michigan. This fall, the facility unveiled a new bird-safe window film on one of its glass buildings. Rescue teams hope the change will make a big difference. Jason Walker reporting.
Florida residents returning to their Gulf Coast homes after evacuating for Hurricane Milton. Traffic clogged Interstate 75 and other major routes to the coast yesterday. Former FEMA Administrator Craig Frugiati says he thinks the devastation of Hurricane Helene just a couple of weeks earlier scared people into fleeing Milton. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.